Welcome to In Moderation,
the show where we give you a moderate dose of info, sarcasm, and we already know we're not approved.
Hey, Liam.
Hey, what's up?
Guess what?
Chicken butt?
Chicken butts are also up.
I'm pretty sure that's what you have to answer to that every time.
That's the rule. It is the rule. But we're also on episode 19, but there's an even bigger thing here that I haven't actually told anybody yet.
You're Santa Claus?
Yes, I'm Santa Claus.
Cool.
just getting that out there. For all of you people who don't believe in Santa Claus, I'm hurt. I am so hurt.
And you thought Tim Allen was Santa Claus. No, it's actually Rob. All right, what's going on? What are we doing?
So by the time this episode airs, we will have hit 50,000 downloads.
That's good, right? Like, that's a good number?
That's a good number. We've doubled since last month.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that's... I'm not good with numbers, but I know big number good.
Big number good.
Big number good. Sweet.
We know you've lost track of what episode we're on.
Long ago. Yep. So what are we doing this week, though?
This week, we're having a call-in show. From our Patreon are able to call in and ask us questions or tell us their stories, which we would love to hear.
Yeah, just chat it up. See what's going on. I like it. Do we have anybody waiting that we can get in?
So we don't. Nobody's submitted a thing yet. I know we got a couple people in the audience. Whenever you guys want, you can hit the there's a little button at the bottom on the PC, at least, that asks if you want to call in.
I'm not aware of any of this. But anyway, I guess while we wait for that, we should just, maybe we'll just recap this week, things that annoyed us.
This week, things that annoyed us. You know, yeah, I saw a video from Courtney, Real Foodology.
Oh, another one. Yay. Fun.
Apparently on New Year's, she posted a video doubling down on being a food snob, basically. She was saying that
that's the only thing she does. I mean, that's her whole persona. What else is there?
Right? I mean, she's walking around grocery stores with a $3,000 handbag.
Oh, it's so good. Stupid, poor peasants having to buy cheap food.
But she was complaining that the real enemy is the companies behind these cheap foods.
Yeah. Oh, it's always
and
the company.
We shouldn't be giving them our money. We should give our money to these other people that, you know, she endorses and stuff.
Right. That's always kind of the thing that I have the most trouble with. And it's really annoying. It's just like they'll take like a piece that is true. It's kind of like the Andrew Tate thing, you know, where they'll say like a piece that is like correct. Like these companies do all these terrible things. It's like, yeah, for sure. Like greed sucks. It's all about money. People at the top will do anything to make more money. So, you know, like, yeah, they kind of shit. And then they'll take that massive jump and then be like, so we can't give them any money and you should only do what I say. And it's like, whoa, that was a big fucking jump you made recently. What the fuck are you talking about? It kind of sucks that they're doing these things, but like, it's all people have. So like, how about you don't make them feel shitty about it? What about that? Is that an option? No. It's not an option.
Bad enough that people have trouble affording food. We're just going to dump on them while they're trying to scrape by.
Yeah. And it's always the cheap things. Like, oh, I get mad. I got upset with, I kept getting tagged in like Gary Brecka videos, like three things you need to avoid, you know? And I just like, it's always the cheapest thing. Like, his number one was like tap water. And I'm like, oh yeah, the thing that people can like, you know, just easily access, almost the most crucial thing to their existence, like air, then water. Like those are the two things in that order. Like the second most important thing that's free, that's what you need to get rid of. It's like, man, get fucked. Like really? And the next one, you know, it's always like vegetable oils. Like, oh, so like the cheap cooking oil. Cool. Like, all right, just I guess we'll all buy fake avocado oil because apparently it's not real either. And so, you know,
expensive bottled mountain spring water.
Oh, hydrogenated water, or maybe get my stick. What if you put his like Analema stick in tap water? Does that work, or is it already the tap water?
Let's get Gary Brecka on here and ask him.
Yeah, like, he's like, ooh, I want to make money off that stick, but I also want to keep to my principles of not telling people to drink tap water. So, like, I feel like he'd be torn, you know? How much is the money I want to make important to me?
That's always the thing, isn't it? The instant there's some money involved, they'll bend over backwards, go back on their word, whatever.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Bobby's really good at that.
I mean, he'll just say whatever people fucking pay him to say. It don't matter. Yep. Yeah, that, and then, like, and that's the thing with these people, is it's like, they just throw so much shit out there, eventually one video pops off, and they'll just, like, put scary music behind it. Oh, man, isn't the scary music great? You know, just that, like,
it's always the same
music.
Three songs.
There's, like, yeah, two or three, and it's always with those. It's just, like, I guess it works. It fucking works, so, you know, just keep doing it, yeah. I guess.
Funny enough, I was editing the video with Andy, our episode 7, I believe it was. And, you know, in that, we distinctly talked about how bringing up emotions, especially emotions of fear, great
strong
selling things. And so you get that music that's like evil, ominous music.
Yep. It just kind of already sets the mood for, like, ooh, what am I going to learn that someone's trying to kill me with almond milk? Because, like, that was the one that was like Dave Asprey. Like, he's like, oh, it's the video you covered. I was like, I don't even know if I want to cover this. Or it's like, oh, they take a couple almonds and turn it almond milk. Like, so, okay, so. And then, you know, just, oh, it's got all these different compound stuff. Like, did you see recently James Smith? Like, he did a video in the grocery store with, like, you know, pretending. And I'm like, pretending to be one of these fearmongers. I'm like, this is not far off. Like, this is...
No,
pretty much exactly what they do. So I'm planning on trying to maybe do something with that. I don't know. Just play another clip that's similar to what he said and be like, yeah, no, that's pretty much what they say.
Yeah,
that's pretty much, you nailed it.
We should just splice together. Like everybody's got there's a lot of people that have those making fun of the shirtless influencer in the store. We should just get like a bunch of them and splice each person together into a long string.
Yeah,
one person do each interval thing.
I'm saying you could like interlude that with like clips, real clips of people being serious, and it's just like this. You know, this isn't any crazier. This is exactly what they say.
Yeah.
Ooh.
An awkward pause while we're waiting for somebody to call in.
Maybe. All right, no call-ins this week. Forget it. People don't want to do it. We're just going to rant about shit that pisses us off.
Apparently,
things we've seen.
Because
We have
Chris here in chat. He can't call in because he's on his phone, but he just wanted to say that I just recently found you guys and I have been loving the content since I'm a firefighter and hopefully soon. Oh, are you Chris that wrote in?
Probably. If he's calling in here, he's probably the Chris. He's probably willing to call in.
Yeah, the firefighter paramedic thing. Like, oh, I remember that. I remember that.
That's great.
So yeah, this is Chris that wrote in on one of our episodes before.
Firefighter. A shout out. Like, I've talked to people who are firefighters. It seems like their shifts are like, you know, 800 hours long. And they're like the same place and then just waiting. And it's a lot. And I've talked to him and the drills they go through to stay in shape. There's like a guy that goes to my gym. He works in the firehouse. And it's funny because he's getting into powerlifting. So he's gaining all this weight. But now he's having trouble doing like the basically obstacle courses that they do to stay in shape because he's gaining all this weight for powerlifting.
Right.
Shout out to them. Okay. That's awesome.
But he would love to know if the moderation can be implemented with his lifestyle, especially since life is expensive, which, yeah, it is.
Life
especially
is
if you're
expensive.
In Canada right now. But that's pretty great because we just the other day we were talking about how we wanted to go back to our roots and talk about how, you know, eating healthy on the road, on the job, when it's harder to achieve these things.
Yeah, well, like, what's the deal? I'm kind of curious with like fire stations. I'm assuming they have some sort of kitchen in there. Are you able to like actually cook anything in there? Do you just have to bring things in? Because I'm assuming a lot of fire stations, they probably just order food in and whatnot, right? It's got to be something like that. But if you can prep something, like it's firehouse like chili. Like they do chili cook-offs for like firehouses, right? So they got to have some way to like cook the things, I'm assuming.
We go to the store for dinner and breakfast usually.
Yeah, I mean, that's plenty. I mean, as long as you can figure out something for like lunch, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I guess the question is, what does the store have?
As long as you have like a basic grocery store, you just like, do this.
Those rotisserie chickens are great.
I mean, those things are great. Yeah. Definitely what I would do is like try and batch cook something, because I'm sure at a fire station you got a fridge, right? Like you got to have a fridge. If you can batch cook something like a chili or, you know, your chicken, so you can get the Costco, you know, any rotisserie chicken is great. But I mean, really, like there's so many recipes out there. Like I'm telling you, just go on and just be like recipes with whatever. I'm sure you could find plenty of stuff. I'm gonna do it. See, you know what? Like live action, I'm gonna do this shit right now.
There we go.
I'm about to go online and figure out like what's the, you know, meal prepping for a fire station. I guarantee you that's even like a fucking thing someone's written about. Watch this.
He did say he thinks it's hard since so many guys have different personalities and diets. So are you guys like all ordering that's the same question. Stuff, or like, well, I guess group orders, or we're trying to like, you know,
there's a whole book. The situation someone's here. Written like a PDF healthy firehouse recipes. Holy shit. That's awesome. Wow. I'm telling you, this I guess, stuff is I guess everywhere.
There should be no surprise. There's a book for everything these days.
A Pinterest has, there's a whole like fire station meals, huevos rancheros, chicken and dumpling recipes. I mean, that's pretty simple. Ooh, a lot of this looks really good. Damn, I'm starting to get hungry. I'm just looking at all this stuff.
Yeah, what appliances and stuff do you actually have at the fire station? Do you have access to anything?
I'm sure he's got the basic stuff, right? Ooh, meatballs. Bro, do you like meatball pasta? Some type of veggie or something? That would be awesome. It seems like a lot of huevos rancheros. Do firehouses eat a lot of huevos rancheros? Because that's what I'm learning from this. Oh, jambalaya, bro. You can make
oven,
some jambalaya.
And sometimes Instant Pot.
Oh, Instant Pot? Fuck yeah.
Like, on that note, with the sometimes Instant Pot, like, one of you run out to a thrift store and grab a crock pot. Boom. That's like, you can just throw stuff in there.
Don't Instant Pots work as a crock pot? Can't you just like slow cook on
sometimes.
Them?
Sometimes.
Hmm.
So I'm saying, you know, like go grab a cheap crock pot so that you always have it. And it's just sitting there as part, you know, that belongs to the firehouse.
And then look up Zach Cohen's recipes because he's got so many crock pot.
That's yes. Zach does have a lot of crock pot recipes. He loves that thing.
What is it? A buffalo chicken meal prep with peanut butter on top? Like in the Instant Pot? That's awesome. Greek chicken and rice. I'm telling you guys, listen, I'm telling you, just go online and look up like Instant Pot recipes. There's so many and they look so simple. Like the Instant Pot, like guys, Instant Pots, you can just like saute in them already. Like they hit just like get warm and then you saute your like onions and like garlic and whatever it is. And then you just throw everything in there and cook it.
Yeah, I just realized one possible problem I'm guessing you might have is just the fact that there's, you know, Instant Pot. It's big enough to cook for like a family of four, a family of five, right? There's probably more people in the firehouse than that.
Oh,
which is again, go to the thrift store and like find two crock pots. So load them up. You can load one with like a beef meal, load one with a chicken meal. It lets you guys pick.
Oh, one pan meals, bro. One pan meals are the best. You get some, like you get some chicken or protein or whatever. You get your vegetables. You just mix all the other potatoes, you know, throw some potatoes in there. So you got like a complex starch. Like that's awesome. Throw it all in the oven, olive oil and seasoning. Boom. You know, you can use your Instant Pot to make rice. Have that on the side. Bam. Tons of meals.
Or again, if you see a rice cooker while you're thrifting, pick that up. Those things are perfect for getting some easy meal going.
I love thrift stores. I'll tell you, the food they have absolutely. There, those usually pass the Best Buy date, and I don't recommend it often. I bought it. It does not work out all the time. Sometimes it has. I have found good things, but it's very hit or miss. Very hit or miss.
Hit up a thrift store, take a wander down their kitchen appliance aisle, grab a couple crock pots. If there's a rice cooker, grab it.
Bro, honey balsamic chicken?
Set and forget.
With sweet potatoes, honey balsamic with sweet potatoes. I might actually have to make this. And I see now I'm looking at all these recipes. There's recipes everywhere. Just go online and look at them. It's so simple. You have the internet at your fingertips. Zach,
because, you know, Zach's a good friend. He's got a great Patreon that has awesome recipes.
There's so many people making awesome recipes. I go over recipes all the time because there's just so many of them. People are like, what about this? What about that? I'm like, you should make it. Why are you telling me to make it? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to make it. I'm going to tell you if it's good and what to do. But you should also make it. Come on.
So he says, thanks. This is good information. He loves it.
Keep it simple.
But you know what? From there, let's move from there to people with jobs that they're more mobile, like truckers and stuff.
Yeah, like on the road, that's always kind of like the tricky one, right? So like my kind of go-to, what I love is obviously like fruit in all forms. So, you know, you got your regular fruit. It'll last like a while, you know, bring with the apples, bananas, whatever it is. But like if you're on the road for like a long time, just get dried fruit. Like it's awesome. Like I absolutely love dried fruit. Dried mango is probably my favorite. But like, you know, whatever.
I love dried mango.
Dried mango is so good.
Just
I get it from
keep
Costco
away from
in
the dried bananas.
Banana chips crunch. I get them at dollar stores. Those are actually, you go to dollar store, get some banana chips. Actually not bad. But yeah, like I always get like the Costco, big Costco bag of dried mango is really good. You could bring that on the road. You could bring, I love having like, they have them at the store, the tuna pouches, you know, like all different seasonings and stuff like that, different ones. So you can get some like protein.
Even like a can of tuna, can of sardines, can of whatever,
see,
cans of fish. They're nice and small,
out of the can,
easy to eat.
Like, but like the sardines and stuff, I've always been a little iffy on those. Like, they got to be in some real good, like mustard or hot sauce or something, because they don't taste that great. And they got bones in them often, like crunch, crunch. Ugh, I'm not a big fan of that. Right? Crunching on bones. I don't even care if they're little tiny bones. No, thank you. So I get the tuna pouches. Walmart has their own version. It's like a dollar, like 90 cents, something like that. They got like ranch and buffalo and sesame, like ginger. That's probably my favorite. They got a whole bunch of them. Grab those, throw them in your truck, bring them with you.
Ooh. Yeah.
If you want something lower calorie, pickles. Oh, pickles are
there
great.
We go.
I love though, like, you know, again, they always have like different flavored ones. And then even at like truck stops, I notice they'll have like the whole pickle. Have you ever seen that? Like, it's just one giant pickle in a bag. I'm like, that is a weird, and it's always overpriced too, because I'm like, it's a dollar or two for like a single pickle. I'm like, this is kind of ridiculous. You're gouging here. But it is kind of cool. And I like that it's like a strong garlic flavor or whatever it is. So it's pretty neat.
That is one of the problems, is that truck stops, gas stations, they always are
gouging.
They're
always expensive, right? Yeah, I mean, like, where else are you going to go? So, like, it's just, you know, like, you kind of just have to deal with it. There's really not much you can do.
Yeah.
I do, like, they usually have, like, hard-boiled eggs. If I'm at a truck stop and they have, like, a hard-boiled egg, like, usually have, like, two or three in, like, a little container, it's usually not that expensive. I feel like it's usually, like, a dollar or two for a few of them.
How long do hard-boiled eggs last outside of a fridge?
That's
you
a good
know,
question.
Offhand?
I have no idea.
Because you look that up, because if that's if they last, you know, a decent amount of time out of the fridge, that's another option, to throw in a bag, throw in a truck.
Okay, well, it's 7 days in the fridge.
7 days in the fridge, okay.
2 hours, it says, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, a couple hours. So, you know, if you're on the road and you grab them, you just got to eat them, you know.
Yeah. Though, if you do have room to just bring a small cooler with an ice pack.
Yeah, you could do that too. But, you know, you stop if you're just like looking for something that you can just eat there, you know.
Yep.
Oh, I love the little like, oh, they always got like the hummus cups. You know what I'm talking about? They got those little hummus, the Sabra, and they got little pretzels. Damn, that's good. I always get those. I like those.
Yeah.
You know,
of course, always have like, you know, a good thermos of water or something, especially if you're having these dried fruits. It's good to make sure you're staying hydrated.
And that's why you get whatever diet soda they have. It's so if you're in America, they've got all the options for diet soda, and you get to pick your favorite.
But I do recommend, if you have room in the truck, if you have room in the vehicle, whatever, go to the dollar store on your day off. Just pick up a flat of whatever you want at the dollar store, because that's going to be cheap. Don't wait until you're at the gas station where it's three times the price.
Like a big, like 2 liter or something like that, like one of those.
Well, even cans are way cheaper at a dollar store than a gas station. Like,
I can't
half
do a dollar
price.
Store in a while. I gotta go. I want to do that for a video. I'm about to go to the dollar store and find like my best finds at the dollar store. Because
I'm telling you, like, I usually get my energy drinks and stuff. I'll go to the dollar store because it's even cheaper than Walmart by like a dollar.
You know, I like they got like all the different selection of nuts. Like, I love that. Like, cashews, peanuts, they got blends, like, shit with, like, walnuts and all sorts of different things. Yeah, if you're, that's always a good option. I'm telling you, you're like a truck stop or dollar store or whatever like that, just get whatever nuts you like. It doesn't matter which ones. Yeah. People are always like, which ones? Don't matter, okay? I'm a simpleton. But, I like peanuts.
That's another great thing to throw in a truck or something, is nuts.
Yeah, they're any great. Nuts, any seeds, sunflower seeds. You're on the road and you're just like sitting there bored.
Yeah.
Just throw some sunflower seeds in there. I always have trouble like eating a whole
seeds,
bunch
if you
of
like pumpkin
ones.
Seeds. I like pumpkin seeds.
How do people eat all like that? How do people throw a handful of fucking sunflower seeds in their mouth and eat a whole bunch of them? I don't understand this. It's like they just go and they just spit out all the seeds. I'm like, I got to do like one or two at a time. I can't just be like.
Yeah, it's, you know, somebody is a fisherman when they do that. Because that's what you're doing when you're fishing. You got your rod
in the
water. I think
they're spitting out like half of them.
You grab a handful. You throw them in your mouth and you're just like.
Right. And I guess you just do one. Okay. So they are just doing one at a time. It's not like they're all just like
one
crunch
time,
and then spit.
Yeah.
Spit a whole of them
out
like a machine.
Yeah, you kind of like pocket it. You know, the squirrel pocket in the side of your mouth. And you just pull one in. You crunch. Spit it out. Move on to the next one.
Yeah, get like just like a cup if you're on the road or something and just like spit them out. That's sunflower seeds. Awesome.
But,
like another great choice.
But pumpkin seeds are great for magnesium.
Yeah, it's like the best source of magnesium, like pumpkin seeds. I think like a serving gives you like 30 or 40% or something like in your day, which is not like it's not that many.
And one thing, people are scared of nuts because they always have like a very high, they're very calorically dense and stuff. But you do not absorb all those calories.
That's true. You also don't absorb like almonds. It's like 30% of the calories you don't absorb. And that's when you turn it into like nut butters and stuff like that. So like you can absorb more calories because it's just all ground up. And also they've got like some protein. They got some fiber. They got some healthy fats. It's really not that bad. Yeah. Like, you know, people give shit to trail mix too. And like, I totally get that. It's really, I feel like trail mix is like when you start getting the chocolates and the M&Ms and then you got like dried fruit and then you've got like nuts and stuff. I can eat quite a bit of like trail mix on the road when it's got like M&Ms in it. It's so good.
And, you know, another good one. This goes back to when Dr. Terry was on, we were talking about how chewing stuff keeps you more awake and alert while you're driving. And he said he likes to eat carrots on the road. And I've actually been doing that since he told us about it. And it is awesome. You just have a bag of carrots there and you're just munching away. And it's great. You're getting your veggies in while you're driving.
All right, so we're going to just steal from other people's content here because that's pretty much what I do anyway. I looked it up and I'm just looking up like healthy road trip snacks. And literally in the picture, first one, hard-boiled eggs. Look at us. Like, we're fucking killing it over here. This is the best podcast ever.
Yes, it is. Why aren't we number one in the U.S. yet?
And veggies, it says veggies. First one says baby carrots. Boom. Look at us.
There we go.
Got this. Celery sticks, obviously. Snap peas. Oh, I like snap peas.
Oh, I love peas.
You know, like you get something, you know, like something to dip it in. You get some hummus or, you know, whatever. That's awesome.
Peas are by far my favorite fruit.
You need to get the little things of applesauce right. And then you just like the kids, like the Mott's or whatever, like, you know, so, you know, I'm a 32-year-old kid. All right. I can drink those things on the road. It's awesome.
On that note, yogurt, the little cups of yogurt. Mm-hmm.
That's also on this list. I see that. But, you know, you definitely need a little cooler and stuff with that. You know, so like this is the good thing about like those applesauce pouches or whatever cups. You just throw a whole bunch in your car or whatever and you're good to go. Ooh, string cheese. You got a little cooler. I love those like little Baby Bell and like string cheese. That's awesome.
Yeah, a cooler comes in handy, especially you get one of those little ones that's basically a lunch kit.
This goes for anybody who's going to work too, because I always get asked that, like, what do I bring at work? Everything that we just said, bring that to work. You got a little fridge or something like that, put it in there, some fruit, some cheese, some eggs. Like, because that's the thing, when I'm at work, like, you know, do I want to have like this huge meal? I don't know. I kind of just snack. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just bad with that. So if I have these like kind of more nutritious snacks, the Go-Gurt squeezes. The Go-Gurt squeezes, bro. Listen, I froze those not that long ago. I've never tried them frozen before. People are like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You never tried them frozen before. I'm like, listen, I never got them frozen before. I don't know what you want from me, okay? I tried them frozen. They're pretty good. It is kind of like Froyo, you know? I mean, it is Froyo.
Yeah, the snacking at the desk, that's a big thing. Switching from driving on the road, now we're in the office. A lot of people have trouble with the snacking at the desk, and they'll hide like candy in their desk or something.
At the desk, in your car.
With all these options that we've been talking about, or even like I actually in my drawer right here, I keep a couple packs of gum.
Gum, yeah, exactly. Gum. As long as it doesn't have any sugar in it, because that'll kill you. But other than the sugar-free, and this, don't get xylitol either, because that'll kill your dog. But I learned that xylitol is apparently extremely deadly to dogs.
Yes,
so
it is.
Anybody out there, don't give your dog xylitol.
That's why you got to be careful with peanut butter. The peanut butter sweetened
with
xylitol.
I've heard people say that. I've never yet to see a peanut butter that has xylitol in it, though. I've looked at different peanut butters.
I've never had to look. I don't have a dog. I have a cat.
And I've never looked, but I've looked at peanut butter. Someone out there, if you have seen a peanut butter that has xylitol in it, send it in to us, because I have yet to see that shit, okay? Yogurt, hard-boiled eggs, you know, obviously, yeah, deli meats. You know, you can bring that if you got something, you know, bring to work, throw in the fridge or whatever. That's obviously great. Sandwich is like the classic bring to work because it is so simple. Like, sandwiches don't get enough credit. All right. That's all I'm saying.
They don't.
Sandwiches are awesome.
And, like, I love bread. I love a good crusty bread with like, especially like those everything breads with like seeds and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So maybe some sourdough too. Man, I'm a sucker for sourdough.
Ciabatta buns are like one of my favorites.
Ciabatta, yeah. Ciabatta. Focaccia. Focaccia is a bread, I think.
It's a something, that's for sure.
I'm pretty sure focaccia is a bread. We're going with it's a bread, and it's also pretty good because I worked at a restaurant that had a focaccia bread that made with sandwich, and it's really good. Sandwiches don't get enough credit. Make more sandwiches.
Absolutely, yeah.
Ooh, grapes. I love me some grapes. Like, just throw them in a little pouch or something like that. People always say to freeze grapes. I've done that. I'm underwhelmed. How do I say this? Like, I don't hate them, but it's just like, oh, they're just like gummy bears. Fuck you. They're just like gummies. They're not like gummy bears. I mean, they're fine. Have you had frozen grapes? What's the take on frozen grapes?
Okay. I have not had frozen grapes.
Next episode, we're going to ask how frozen grapes are to rub, because he's going to have to go try it, because I need somebody else on my side to be like, eh.
Okay, making a note of that in the podcast book here.
Freeze grapes.
Freeze.
Edit, grapes. Upload, freeze grapes. those are the things on my list. That's the best bread. What's that like healthy? I think they just call it that, like oat nut bread or whatever. Okay, in the States, there's one called like oat nut bread. It's like 500 calories per slice. It's insane. Like, the calories are astronomical. And I think it's like 120 per slice, but it's so good. Like, if I'm like at a stage where I'm trying to maybe put on a little weight, I always get that, the oat nut bread. It's just, it's like crack.
Although, like, is it like a whole nuts that are in it?
So they have like little seeds or whatever. Like, they got like some type of seeds or whatever. Like, so there is some crunch to it. It does have texture, and I'm a sucker for texture. I need texture. That's why.
Oh, God, yeah.
Why we're crunchy peanut butter. Listen, you numpties out there. I said in a video that I was a crunchy peanut butter boy, and you guys were all freaking out. Like, oh no, I'm smooth. What do you mean? Unfollow. Fuck you, unfollow. Crunchy peanut butter is the best peanut butter. Why do you not want more texture?
That's why I like the crusty breads.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I want just like a soft bread. Like, I get it. I guess if you're doing like a peanut butter jelly sandwich, you want that white bread or whatever, like that you had as a kid, like nostalgia. I understand that. But like, for the most part, I want some goddamn texture. I'm an adult.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am
100% with Liam on this one.
I need some texture. Speaking of texture, ooh, those Kind bars. I like the Kind bars. Now, Aldi, if you have an Aldi, I'm telling you, they have their own version that's like so much cheaper. It's like half the price, and they're really good. So they're just like fruit and nuts and like dark chocolate. Like, that's all it pretty much is.
Is it Kind that has a blueberry one?
They probably have one. They got all sorts of stuff. They got minis.
It's Kind. I don't remember offhand, but I want to say it was Kind, and they had a blueberry one, and I thought that was delicious.
Yeah, I don't think I've had, I mean, I'm not sure if I had that, but like, they got all sorts of stuff. I say, grab some Kind bars, or if you're Aldi, get the Aldi version. Oh, pretty much always get the Aldi version. I'm very rarely underwhelmed by their protein bar selection. Is kind of ass, I'm not gonna lie. What's going on, Aldi? And your keto bars, they're like 500 calories. What are you doing? But, oh, you know what's, you know, that's actually not a bad idea. Like, get a little baggy, right? And get yourself some like Cheerios or something, like even like Honey Nut Cheerios. and because like that they're made of oats, you know, so at least you're kind of getting your oats there, because like sitting there eating raw oats, what am I, a horse? Like, I'm not really going to do that. So like get some Cheerios and then get some fruit. You know, you can either get some dried fruit or like some blueberries or something like that, and just have that along with some cereal, like a fucking 3-year old would. But I'll still do it. Again, I'm a grown fucking baby is what I am.
Yeah, that describes Liam in a nutshell.
I mean, no, this is me in a nutshell. Help, I'm in a nutshell. Any other fucking... I love Austin Powers, man.
I was hoping you would go there.
Oh, I fucking love Austin Powers. All three of them are good. The third one, not quite as good as the first two, but like, you know, it's rare for movies just to keep going and be that good. Like, yeah. John Wick. I watched John Wick recently. All of them were good. Well,
but and even if like your place of work has a microwave, then you can always do the meal prep, right? Get some chicken and rice going, throw it in a microwave container, and
meal prep is always the way to go. Like, and you can do
the option on the road. Even is some places have access to a microwave.
That'd be interesting. I mean, you have to keep those cold, especially with like rice and stuff like that. It is kind of tricky. What if you got like those rice pouches? You know, like the individual rice pouches, those last. Bring that with you on the road. And then if you have a place to heat it up, sometimes some places will have a microwave. That's a little tricky. Yeah, I'd probably just honestly hit up Subway just on a truck stop. There's a sandwich. I'm going to get my tuna, and I'm going to get all the veggies, and then like a light mayo. I'll usually like get that. And then that's my meal.
Personally, at Subway, I get chicken with the marinara sauce, the pizza sauce. And then I load that up with lettuce, spinach, a little bit of onion, and salt and pepper.
I have and to get all the veggies. Got yourself I, have a, to, I can't a chicken not get all the pizza veggies.
Sub.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I'm telling you, I gotta get the every time I'm Subway, I'm like, listen, all the veggies and as much as you're allowed to put on there. I don't care if it closes. It doesn't have to close. It's fine.
The more veggies, the less calorie dense that it's gonna be.
Yeah, I mean, more volume. More. Exactly. Yeah. That's what
volume eating.
About like granola bars, like not bad. Again, you get some oats, but you know, like they, you know, I can eat a lot of granola bars. That's really, that's the main problem. I can eat so many granola bars. They're really good. So like, just mix them in with, you know, your fruit or whatever. Cause yeah, you can kind of go to, or like those Nature Valley bars, like you open it up and it's just granola. Like it's no longer bar. Like it's just,
yeah, those, they fall apart. They're
you
so
take
dry.
One bite and literally busts into 17 trillion pieces and it's everywhere in your car. Like, what the hell happened?
Maybe don't take that one on the road.
If you do, eat it over a bucket, because what the fuck? Nature
you're just
Valley.
Driving along with this bucket in your lap.
You're like, someone sees you like, oh, you had a Nature Valley bar, didn't you? And they hold up their bucket. Like, shit. It's just filled. It's filled with fucking crumbs.
Hey, Nature Valley, we've got your next commercial idea for you.
They need to lean into it. Nature Valley, come on, guys. You got to lean into it and just be like, yeah, we know our bars crumble into a trillion pieces in your hand, but we still like them. Like, I did a recipe review where it's like he crushed up a Nature Valley bar and then put it at the bottom and then put yogurt on top of that with like some fruit and stuff. It was really good. Like, I loved it. Yeah. Maybe some dark chocolate. I don't even remember. But everyone's like, the fakest part of that is crushing up the granola bar because it's already crushed up. You just open it and you just put it in there. It's already pieces. Yep. You don't have to whack it. Ooh, we didn't even mention like the best thing to snack on the road. Rob, what is it when you're just snacking on the road?
Is it a chocolate bar?
Yes, that's the best thing to snack on the road. A fucking Hershey's bar. What are you talking about? No, it's the alternative to chips. It starts with a puh and ends with orn. Come on, man.
Porn.
Yes, you got to snack on porn on the road. That's I'm a grown child and I snack on porn on the road. Print it. I want that on a shirt.
That's the next in moderation merch coming.
I snack on porn on the road. How are you wearing that? Why? Oh, it's just a podcast. It's an inside joke. You wouldn't get it.
We got another audience here. He's saying it's bananas, and I'm gonna go kick him now.
Yes. No. Okay. I mean that was our listen. It's for some people have broken taste buds and they don't like them, and it's fine. But bananas are great. Banana chips are great. Popcorn was what I was looking for. Was the answer to that?
I mean, you set yourself up with the pee and orn.
Oh yeah, snacking on the road. Yes, yeah, snack on the porn on the road. Yes. Of course, how could I have not seen that? Listen, and here's the thing. It's like people just sit there and eat popcorn. You pop a bag or whatever, you have a bag, you throw some nuts in there. Boom, you've got
you've got
a bag of popcorn with some peanuts and you throw some banana chips in there. Ooh, there we go. And you throw whatever nuts or, you know, you just throw whatever like in a bag and you just like, it's just like a lower calorie kind of like trail mix sort of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, pretty much. You know, what's good. Like Kroger and the other, what you call it, regular stores have the, what is it? Ocean Spray or something. I don't remember what it is. Low sugar cranberries. So they sell dried cranberries and they have low sugar ones where they add fiber to it. I'm telling you, people have told me, like, thank you for turning me on to this. So if you are listening right now and you are not getting reduced sugar cranberries, I don't know what is wrong with you. Please go to your store right now. Stop listening to this podcast. Go. If you have a Kroger, the Kroger version is cheaper. And it's like 11 grams of fiber per serving. You could throw that in with, like, you know, some nuts or some popcorn or whatever like that. And you're getting just a ton of fiber and antioxidants. Basically anything colorful that's not like artificial, like people, whenever I say like eat colorful foods, they're like, oh, Jell-O and Starburst. Yes, you figured it out. That's how to be healthy, is to eat copious amounts of Starburst and Skittles.
So Jesus has a very, very important question for me, which is, why don't you like bananas?
That is a good question.
And the answer to that, Jesus, is because they're disgusting, mushy things that you don't even need to use your teeth on them. You just push them with your tongue into the roof of your mouth.
I mean, I guess we were talking about texture and how we need texture. Sorry, I think my wife's trying to put our daughter to sleep in the next room. And I'm just like screaming into the microphone. Perfect. but I guess what you said, you didn't like texture. So why not dried bananas then? So they're banana chips. They're not. What's wrong with those?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. Like I lean into the hating banana thing, but banana chips aren't bad.
See,
like they're not my favorite, but if I had to,
so it's clearly
if I had to
thing.
Eat bananas, it would be a dehydrated banana.
So it's clearly a texture thing you're having trouble with. It's just
mostly a texture thing. There's a little bit of
Okay. What about banana muffins? You turn in a muffin, you add some walnuts and some like blueberries. What about them?
No. Well, I haven't had a muffin, but I did have banana bread and I was like, no. Like, there's definitely a taste aspect to it still. It's like 90% of it is the texture, but there's still like 10% of the taste I just don't like.
Well then I have
one person, like, I didn't even know that
it was banana bread.
I didn't even know that bananas got added to this smoothie that I was given, and I took a sip and I was like,
well, yeah, in a smoothie, bananas smack you in the tongue, like, you know, it's a very strong banana flavor in the smoothie. I mean, I guess,
well, there's like a lot of stuff in it, like there's a lot of berries and stuff.
Banana flavor does come in strong. I'm telling you, in like muffins, it covers up the most when you add oats and like, you know, some other whatever. Cinnamon.
I mean, I'm willing to try it. Yeah. I'm willing to try it. I tried like so
freeze
many
your
different
grapes
types
and
of
make some banana muffins.
Stuff.
I'm going to send you a banana muffin recipe. Go make the banana muffins and freeze your grapes.
I tried a ton of different ways of cooking bananas in Peru because like bananas are used in like every meal there.
It's because they grow everywhere.
I just didn't like any of them.
Ooh, the almond butter packets. I get those. Like, there's Justin's, but those are fucking expensive as shit. Kroger has like their own version of just like almond butter packets. I'll literally just eat those. They're so good. Sometimes they have different flavored ones. I like those. Yeah, trail mix, string cheese. Okay,
Liam's just making up a shopping list at this point.
I mean, I'm just cycling through, and a lot of these are the same. Oh, dark chocolate almonds. Oh, like, man, the 100 calorie packs of like nuts. I like those a lot because I won't like keep going. You know, I can't.
Oh, I was going to say back on the rice in the microwave, there's those microwave cups of minute rice.
Yeah, I know.
And they're like a nice, small, contained amount. I think they're like 200 calories per cup.
I like that. I like that idea. You can bring that to work, heat it up, just add, you know, whatever else on the side. Ooh, fruit leather. I like fruit leather. We talk about dried fruit, but fruit leather is good.
Yeah.
Ooh, have you tried the hip? You guys probably don't have hip peas. They're like chickpea puffs. At least they have some fiber. They're kind of like the veggie straws where they're still like puffs, you know, like it's still like, it's still a puff, but they do have some fiber and some protein, which is, you know, which is nice.
You know, I do think it's funny when people say veggie straws aren't veggie, because it's like, okay, they're made with corn and potato.
Yeah. Well,
like corn, I mean, corn is either a veggie, a fruit, or a grain, depending on how you're using it. But for the most part, we call it a vegetable, right?
Yeah, I generally just call it vegetable.
Yeah. So, I mean, veggie straws are technically vegetables. Like, they're made with corn, they're made with potato, they're made with some, like, a little bit of carrot and something else.
Yeah. I mean, the downside is just they're fried into oil and then just adds a lot of calories. And a lot of them.
Chris just said corn is a trash veggie.
What? Who doesn't disagree. Like corn? I'm sorry. Did you not see that video, viral video of the kid eating the corn? He's like, I like corn. That's my kid right there. I love corn.
It's got the juice.
Ooh, energy, like some date energy balls, like chocolate and dates. Ooh, that looks good. You know what? Edamame.
Oh.
I love edamame.
Corn makes Chris sick. That's why he doesn't like it. That's fair. So.
Listen, go to the frozen section, get yourself some edamame and get yourself some soy sauce, okay? Heat it up. It's literally just heated up in the microwave. That's all you got to do. And then dip it in the soy sauce and, you know, just eat the little edamame out of the shell. It's so good. And it's...
Edamame is another one of those underrated things. Like beans.
Yeah, 52 calories will get you 4 grams of protein and 2 grams of fiber. That's great. Just for like, 50 calories? I'll eat a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the rice crisps. I like the little bags of like individual, like they're like rice cakes, but they're small and like chip form. They're usually like 80 to 100 calories. Those things are good too. Now it's just this, it turned from a viewer stream like call in to now it's just like, oh, what things do you like and to bring on the road? I'm fine with this. Ooh, spicy.
I mean, hey, we, like I said, we wanted to talk about eating on the road, eating at like finding food at jobs and stuff. So I mean, Chris led us into this really nicely, so
yeah, perfect.
Can't complain.
He was like, hey guys, turn it into what can we eat on the road.
Yeah. I mean if you guys have any other questions, feel free to throw them in chat. Or hit the call in button, whatever. We're just going to keep going with whatever we want because it's our podcast.
Right? Yeah, that's what we do anyway. Yep. Oh, Blue Diamond, the fucking Blue Diamond almonds. They're so good.
You know, you've said that in a couple episodes. I probably should, like, what's the best flavor?
What's the best flavor? So if you're a salt and vinegar fan, the salt and vinegar is good, but that depends if you like salt and vinegar.
I do.
They have Korean barbecue, which is very good. I love the wasabi and soy, but again, you have to like that spiciness. I haven't had a flavor yet that the elote corn, like the like Mexican street corn, I was a little underwhelmed. I had high expectations, man. I was just kind of let down by that. But overall, like all of them, Sweet Thai chili is so good. Blue Diamond, go get yourself some sweet Thai chili. I found that at Target, they're the cheapest price. Don't ask me how I know where everything's the cheapest price, okay? That's not important. But well, what I do know...
they wouldn't be the cheapest price for me because to get to Target, I need to drive 2 hours into the city.
Oh, you guys have Target?
We do have Target.
That's cool.
It's just in the city. So, I mean, I can go buy, you know, what, $3-$4 thing of nuts, but it's also going to cost me like $50 in gas, so...
I didn't know you guys had Target. That's cool. Ooh, apple chips by Bear. Yeah, that's really good. You get some of those. And then obviously like your mixed nuts. I have so many bags of like mixed nuts in my basement. I always just buy them when they're on like clearance and they usually last for like 10 months.
So I usually buy them like in bulk size when they're on sale.
Smart.
Yeah. We do have another question from Chris here. This is another very important question. Are you ready for this, Liam?
Yes, go ahead. I don't even know where I'm going with things.
Do you like Travis? I don't. How do you
Travis Kelce Travis
and Taylor Swift as a couple?
I they seem happy together. Like they seem to do well. So
I don't even know his last name. So I don't know who he is. I don't follow pop.
He is a football player in the American football, not the
fake football
that you guys play. He is a football player for the Kansas City Chiefs. And he dates Taylor Swift, who is a pop singer, and they are a couple, and she always goes to his games.
What is that guy that does animation, weird, freaky animation? And he did one about those two.
No idea.
He also did that one bodybuilder. What's it like?
Joey Swole.
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm completely blanking on it, but there's an animator who made a thing about those two.
They're cool. Like, yeah, I mean, they seem like a nice couple. They seem friendly. Like, I don't know why people like they got a lot of hate, and I'm not really sure. Like, I just don't like it's whatever. Like, I don't cool. I'm glad for them. Ooh, beef jerky. We didn't even talk about beef jerky. That's great.
How did we miss beef jerky? You know what else is good? Salmon jerky.
I've tried salmon jerky before. It is quite fishy. If you're not a fishy fan, you know, it'll definitely get to you. But beef jerky, processed meats, you know, obviously, you know, I'd say like limit your consumption, don't eat them a ton, increase your risk for colon cancer, yada yada yada. But like on the road, you grab some beef jerky for sure. Some protein.
Yeah, another that's actually like the my big three things for on the road is like I said, Dr. Terry introduced me to carrots, and that is amazing, eating carrots on the road. Beef jerky and gum.
Beef jerky and gum.
Beef jerky and gum.
Oh, that's great.
Because then I'm cycling, like, you know, I've got veggies, got some meat, protein.
And I've got
Something that, like, just keeps me chewing. It, you know, doesn't, it's net zero calories,
What's your gum of choice?
Hubba Bubba.
I was going to say Hubba Bubba as well. I really like Hubba Bubba. It's funny.
Yeah. It's got good flavor. It lasts a while. You get to, well, I can't blow bubbles with it because that results in quite the mess.
More than a Nature Valley bar? I have hard time to believe that.
A Nature Valley bar, I can just brush out of my beard. Gum, I can't.
I guess that's fair. But then it's everywhere. It doesn't matter. You know what we didn't even talk about either? Protein bars. Like, of course you got to get your protein bars. I love Robert. I always say Robert Irving, and then you guys are like, it's Irvin. I don't care. Whatever his last name is, okay? His Fit Crunch bars, they're really good. Pure Protein is like one of the cheapest, along with like Costco Kirkland brand and, you know, Quest Hero, regular Quest is fine. Quest Hero bars are really good, though. And obviously, Bear Bell are great as well. So there's tons of protein bars.
You and your billions of different things. I just get pure protein.
Yeah, pure
specifically
protein.
Specifically the maple or the salted caramel.
Maple? What the fuck? That must be a Canadian thing.
Well, of course. It's maple, right?
I'm assuming they just sell that in Canada.
Pure protein maple is the best.
I've seen a lot of pure protein. I've seen lemon. I've seen strawberry. I've seen all sorts of chocolate. I just got a churro one that I wanted to try out, but I've never seen maple. Yeah, it's their new. They have like chocolate brownie surprise or some whatever cosmic brownie thingy. And then the churro is like their new one. So I just bought those two. But I've definitely never seen maple.
Well, apparently I'm going to have to send you maple pure protein ones.
Maple. Yeah. Okay. I feel like guys, we've like exhausted all that. Listen, if you don't have options by now, raisins, yogurt covered raisins. Those are really good. I do like those.
I haven't had those in forever.
I know. It's been a while since I had those.
You know what else I haven't seen in forever are the little boxes of raisins. Like that used to be the thing to hand out on Halloween when you wanted to hand out something healthy.
When you wanted to piss people off, like, what the fuck is my Milky Way, bitch? Why are you giving me raisins? Come on. Rice cakes. We talked about the Rice Krisps, but like, you know, obviously you get your rice cakes, you know, not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, olives, man. I could just snack on some olives. I know people hate olives, but fuck, man, I love them. Like green olives, black olives, they're all good. Doesn't matter. If you can get good cherry tomatoes, it's really good. But a lot of times the cherry tomatoes, at least here in the States, are kind of just like, meh. And it's not great. They're kind of meh, you know? Like, you get some, like, straight off the vine, like, some good cherry tomatoes. They're awesome. But, yeah, I feel like we've exhausted a lot of fruit. Like,
yeah,
if
we've gone through a lot.
If you don't have options by now, what are you doing? Come on. We said so many things.
That was a lot of things. That was, like, 30 minutes worth of things. I think people probably zoned out in the first, like, 10 minutes or so.
I know. So. Right? So go back.
I mean, at this point, we can basically talk about whatever we want because no one's listening anymore.
Everybody's fucking tuned out. We can. Oh, shit. Well, that pretty much didn't go any way we expected. But, you know, that's like we've told you guys, I think our first episode, it's like you try shit and you just figure out how things go. And then, you know, like it doesn't go well and you go from there. So, like, we didn't have too many. Hey. We had a couple questions. Nobody really calling in. So we just started talking about just fucking food, which is basically what we do anyway. Right. So
it worked out.
So you got plenty of options. If you forgot them, go back, listen to it again. Grape. Rob will tell you about the grapes next time, well, after he freezes them, and the oat muffins.
Gotta freeze those grapes. I'm in Canada. I just have to throw them outside, right?
I'm sure it's fucking... Oh, I'm... Listen, I might not have health care, but at least I'm not freezing outside. So, yeah. Tune in next time. Learn about that. Until then, let's come up with a slogan right now. Be your best. No, that's best. Horrible.
That, no.
That sucks. Don't be your worst. Everybody say be your best. How about our slogan is don't be your worst? Because, you know, it's all about slow improvements, right?
I mean, hey, why not? Don't be your worst.
Until next time, don't be your worst. Hey, wasn't that a great time? Listen to the podcast. You were just, I'm assuming you knew or you were just listening to in moderation. So if you go ahead and hit the 5-star button, is that a thing? The like button?
That's a thing. No. Yep.
The like button 5 on YouTube. Stars. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. Not the dislike button. That's a bad button. The
bad
like button.
Bad don't touch.
Hit also hit all the other buttons. The share. The you can go check out
all those things.
Subscribe. Go check out our Patreon. Yeah. We do have a Patreon. It's free to join if you want, or you could give us some money. That'd be really cool. Like $1 or $2. It doesn't matter. Whatever you have.
That's where you'll find all the news for this.
We're super appreciative. You can find all sorts of other stuff there. We do giveaways. I think sometimes. You know.
Sometimes.
All that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, peace.